You gonna do it with your hat on?
He does with the hat on?
Do you usually, though? I feel like this looks odd.
Why does it look
odd? Do you usually have your hat on when you record?
No.
Why are you wearing your hat now, then?
My hair keeps getting in the way.
Time for another haircut, you fucking hippie.
What are you getting at? What's the end game here, huh? What are you trying to pull, motherfucker?
Nothing. Nobody can see that.
Why are you wearing the fucking hat, then?
I'm not taking the hat off. That's what you're trying to get me to do. I'm not taking the hat off.
God damn you. Joe's like grandfathered in. You're being weird.
What the fuck? What are you talking about? Grandfathered in?
He always wears his hat. You don't wear your hat during recordings.
Does it matter?
No, but it's weird.
What if I took my hat off?
No! Don't do that. Oh, god damn it. What the fuck is happening? I don't like any of this.
Yeah, no.
I don't like this.
Uh-oh. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, he went full Wookiee.
Yeah, that's not good.
We're making it a fucking thing.
You're
a fucking thing. That's what I said.
You're trying to draw attention to yourself. Clearly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Clearly, you're trying to draw attention to yourself.
Okay.
Joe says so.
That's got to be right.
Oh. Let's start the show, dude.
Which title character does Dwayne Johnson play in the 2019 action movie Hobbs and Shaw?
Is this a trick question?
Hobbs.
Do you know?
Is it Hobbs?
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's Hobbs.
It's Hobbs. It's a question right here.
Why is it a question?
Why are you on a
I'm on the same website I always go to.
BuzzFeed? Are you trying to figure out
which character I am in the movie?
Which character you are from the Fast and Furious franchise?
Come on, Hobbs. I got Shaw, damn it. Because I'm a dashing Englishman. Fuck me.
Because of your fucking hat, dude. If you take the hat off, you'd be a regular
I'm not taking
American.
The fucking hat off. You're not winning this.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
And nobody knew I was wearing
Calm
a hat until
down,
you said it.
Sherlock.
The fuck is
dude,
wrong
your
with
your hair
today?
Is crazy.
Why don't you get a haircut?
I'm going to.
Don't ever get it. Just
well,
keep
no, I'm going to keep it long.
I want to off that long. Shit.
But no. I need to take
Harry
some
Potter
the, I need to take some of the volume out of it. It like this is tame. Like, when I get out of the shower and it dries off, it
I'm
literally
sure.
just,
I haven't had volume in my hair since I was 12.
You haven't had hair since you were 12?
Yep. Because I had no volume.
Oh, is that what it was? Just fuck it. Let it go.
Like, I can't.
I'd give up
I
on it.
I can't look like a stingy crackhead when I'm fucking 13. My hair's all fucked up and dumb. Shave it. Anyway.
What's up, Mike? What's going on? What's happening?
Nothing, man.
What you up to?
I'm good.
All right, cool.
Sleepy.
Yeah, tired-ass bitch.
A lot of caffeine
after
today.
Two up, drinks, you're still sleeping.
Up all night, twittering and shit?
Nah, just not sleeping. Not that much twittering, but a whole lot of not sleeping. And then waking up at 3 for work.
Whose fault is that?
Work's fault.
Fair enough.
Because it was either that or close on Friday. Those are my only options.
And what do you got to do on Friday?
Yeah. Not ever fucking close, dude.
Okay, fair enough.
Why? Fuck that shit.
I don't know. I don't work.
You ever been to a Fry's after fucking 5 p.m.?
No.
That's a goddamn freak show.
Oh.
I mean, granted.
Would
I don't
we,
know what...
Would we fit in right now?
Well, now, because fucking Sherlock Holmes and Wade Garrett over here.
Wade Garrett? I mean, I was going to say full Rick Grimes, but...
No, yeah. Well, that's a pool I didn't have in my arsenal, so...
Only that's seen only most of a past. Season of... Yeah.
One Love full them. Season plus one episode. I saw the fat one get torn in half out of the well.
The fat one? The I think that's further zombie. In
it's
season two, is it?
That's season one or
season.
Two. Or
it's season
episode
two.
One or two.
Season two.
Yeah, it's season two.
It's episode one or two.
Yeah. But it's got, I think it's more than one, but...
I want to say it is, but it's been a long time since I've watched
it. It has been a while. Yeah. Bloop.
Fuck. Got me.
You burnt, bitch.
So what are we talking about this week?
Fucking fuck all,
man. A whole
man.
Lot of nothing. Like, there's
just,
a lot of stuff here, but nothing
just
I care
garbage,
about.
Dude. Oh, Watchmen wrapped production, by the way.
Which is cool.
Apparently... I don't remember ever seeing they got a full season order, but apparently they did. So
well, that,
they're
that's
done.
Good.
Yeah, and still nobody knows if it takes place before or after.
Right, like, so. Like all this is cool that they've wrapped, which means well, when is it supposed to come out?
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah,
It'll be cool once we actually see something.
Oh, no, it says sometime this year. I thought it was next year. Goddamn, it's even more exciting, actually.
They're pretty rushing it if it's this year.
No, I think it was all done in America. Rushing it?
No, I got it.
Mike, shut your fucking mouth.
Okay.
I was trying to see if there was... There's a lot of really good people in it, too, which is crazy. I like how Don Johnson's credit in this article is Django Unchained.
It's the most popular movie he's ever been in.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got to be. I think so, yeah.
Like, I'm not a big Don Johnson fan, but...
He was a TV guy, man.
I know he was a TV guy, but he had to have done something that...
Not bigger than Django Unchained.
Yeah, maybe.
Louis Gossett Jr. is in it?
He's still alive?
Well, I mean, or they filmed his corpse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Weekend at Bernie's.
Can we watch Digstown?
So, let's play a little game here. I'll give you names. Only there's only a couple that that both of you will recognize.
So, none I will.
So...
I'm ready.
I gave you Don Johnson's credit, right?
Yes.
So I would have guessed. Let's be honest. Okay. Guess I would have said Nash Bridges.
That's what I was thinking. Nash Bridges, because that's got to be his biggest credit.
Well, Miami Vice is his most popular show,
but
it was so long ago.
Exactly. I would have
Nash Bridges is like 15 years forward, and that they old guy from Major League was in
with
it.
Pluto in and it, right?
Cheech was in it.
I got him.
Pluto Nash. Pluto Nash, Jay Moore's finest work. It's true?
No, what was the one?
He had that TV show.
Yeah, that's the one.
On FX, like early FX.
Yeah.
Where he was like an agent, right? He was like a Hollywood agent. And he banged a hooker all the time.
Oh, not. The fuck was that one called?
It's not Arliss. Arliss was a sports agent.
That was the one on HBO.
With the reporter from Batman.
Yes. All right, so.
Don Johnson's in Dragged Across Concrete.
Yeah, but no one's seen that
yet. Yeah.
No one's seen it yet.
But, well, it's super out and it's just available, but that's not as big as
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
All right, so I gave you Louis Gossett Jr., right? So what do you think his credit for is? What?
Oh, I was sorry. I was getting Hateful Eight and Django Unchained mixed up in my head. Sorry, go ahead.
So Louis Gossett Jr., what do you think what credit do they give him?
Digstown.
No clue.
I mean, he could have said Iron Eagle, right? Like, you've seen Iron Eagle?
I've seen Iron Eagle.
But... Iron Eagle 3.
Okay, well, whatever. So, neither are going to get this because I don't think either of you have ever seen the show, and I don't think Joe's ever heard of it. Happen Leonard.
Fuck.
Mind you, he was in, like, one season, and he was in it for, like, three episodes, I think. So...
Why not Digstown? He boxed, like, 18 people.
Right?
And...
He taught that white kid how to fly jets.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's Iron Eagle. all right, so Regina King.
Regina King gets... was she Think Like a Man?
No, that's what's her name from Empire.
I don't know.
Joe won't understand, won't get this one either.
No, in fact, I'm looking.
Because we're speaking pop culture.
Yeah, ba-ding! And the only reason they use this, which is The Leftovers, is because it was the last HBO show that
Lindelof... that's the actual credit? Leftovers?
Yeah, The Leftovers.
I had no idea what that was.
That was the TV show that previously that got this show essentially made from Lindelof, because he created that show as well. So it's just a connection that way, but it's just weird they picked. So Jeremy Irons, okay? So we all know who Jeremy Irons is, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What credit do you think they gave him?
That Dragon movie. Just kidding. Die Hard 3.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. He was with
Simon.
Whose name is actually?
Something River.
Shoot the glass.
I don't know why.
It's fucking terrible, both of you. Mike should get this, but he's not going to think of it. I know he's not going to. When I say, he's going to be like, shit.
Well, I mean, Batman was like the more blockbustery big one he did, but...
Sort of.
What was it?
You got a guess?
I can't think of
it. Am I going to get pissed?
Man. Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Well, see? I knew you weren't going to get pissed, but you're like, oh, I should have guessed that one. Because technically speaking, Justice League outdid Batman v Superman.
Okay.
Box office wise, so it was a bigger hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was funny that they do that. And the rest of these names you guys won't know, so. Plus the credits they use for some of them are just... Actually, Sarah Vickers, you may know, Mike. Sarah Vickers.
Hmm.
Sarah without the H. Sarah Vich.
Sarah.
You know what that one's from?
I can't picture her in my
head. You love this show. It's on Netflix.
Hold on, let me just Google her real quick.
S-A-R-A space V-I-C-K-E-R-S. Sarah Vickers. Sarah Vickers, I believe is how you're supposed to say it, but people say Sarah.
I don't recognize any of these.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. They're no one will. I mean, those the four I gave you are the ones that are really big. Well, no, you wouldn't know Andrew Howard.
But no, either. I'm looking at her actual IMDb. If I typed in the right person,
yeah, I don't know.
The Crown. Come up with Watchers. She was in The Crown.
Oh, I didn't really see any of that.
Yeah, I said that because your
unless
wife watches it.
Unless that one had like Thomas at the beginning of it. I don't know.
Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah. Had an affair with Thomas. I wouldn't know this movie.
Thomas Crown Affair
is not actually about an affair.
No,
it's
Pierce Brosnan's best movie.
No, nope.
Finest Work.
Fuck! Why can't I think of the comedian Dennis Leary's best
movie? Oh, Jesus Christ, you son of a bitch! You son of a bitch!
You also see Rene Russo naked,
older ish. Rene Russo.
Well, now younger ish.
Well, not. I mean, not Lethal Weapon young.
I just watched those too.
Did you finish all of them?
Yeah.
All of them?
Well, I did not the show. Okay. Not
how to torture himself with that.
Not Always Sunny's version. I didn't work.
Or ours.
Or ours.
We fully wrote a story.
We wrote a sequel to Always Sunny's version.
We wrote a sequel to a sequel they made for a movie they never showed us.
Yeah.
Because they made Lethal Weapon 5.
Yes.
They mentioned they were going to make Lethal Weapon 6. So then we made a sequel to Lethal Weapon 6.
Oh, that's right.
Which is not one they made. They just mentioned it. It's fantastic. I mean, we didn't make it. We wrote a script for it. And casted it with all of our friends.
We, like, put an odd amount of effort into that.
4 hours at Henry Bayless's house. Going over that with
and
people.
And then we, like, workshopped it for a while.
Yeah.
And, like, fine-tuned it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Cody's the writer. But we were very, like, hey, this is what should happen in this act. This is what happens. Yeah. This is the big finale.
It's ridiculous.
And we were going to, at some point, we were going to shoot it on, like, an iPhone and just be like, this is going to go somewhere.
No, we're going to use Shelton's camera.
Oh, that's right. Because he had all the equipment.
Because he owes me fucking huge favors for that making that shit-tastic movie.
Let's make our own shit-tastic movie.
It was the movie. It was the weird noir.
Let's write a movie.
We have written a movie.
No, let's write a movie.
Lethal Weapon 7.
That we're actually going to film.
Okay, we don't get sued
from
he's such a negative
Mel Gibson.
Person.
Mel Gibson.
We'll get to know Mel Gibson in the process?
Sure.
As long as he sues us. That's the only way we're going to meet him, I think. Unless we can talk him into playing Riggs in our movie.
He's crazy.
He's kind of perfect for it.
I mean, yeah. It means you can't play it, though.
I'm fine.
Oh, you were going to be Riggs.
Yeah. He was going to be Riggs.
That's right.
Remember who's going to be Murtaugh?
Tosh.
Yeah, bitch. It was going to be Tosh.
That's right. He's the only old black guy we know.
Yeah.
Older than he is now.
I'm too old for this shit.
No, you broke it. You didn't break it up enough. It's I'm too old for this shit.
For this shit.
For this shit.
For this shit.
With his hands.
For this shit.
Anyhow,
fuck that guy, you know what I mean?
Dearest Tosh, please do not listen to this week's episode. Thank you. Hey, your boy Stephen Curry turned down a cameo in Space Jam 2.
Yeah, like scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, scheduling conflicts.
They got a pretty good crew because, like,
he knows it's trash.
Well, it's Space Jam 2.
Yeah, but it's more about getting to see Bugs Bunny in movie theaters again.
Yeah.
There's other ways to do that.
And if there's not a goddamn Michael Jordan cameo in it, I will riot.
Will you, though?
No, but I'll be like, what the fuck?
I'll be like, what the fuck?
He went real far from going, I'm going to burn this mother. Nah, yeah, whatever. I mean,
Yeah, but like, you're like mildly annoyed. Like, why isn't Michael Jordan in it? Because I haven't seen anything that he's. You can't make a Space Jam 2 and not have a fucking what? Space Jam 2.
Dude, he went full superhuman.
Right? It goes out to the gigolos and the gigolettes.
Don't try this at home. Hope you like it. Woop woop.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit! Oh my fucking god!
Mike's new internet hero.
Finally, like, my solo podcast is just going to be me talking about each one of his videos that he posts in, like, great detail for, like, 20-minute breakdowns on 20-second videos. Frame by frame. We're going to go over everything, guys.
Have you taken that microphone out of the box yet?
Absolutely. I've actually recorded a bunch of stuff.
Just he wouldn't share it with us.
But so I don't like any of it.
All self-conscious and shit.
I want it to be good, and I don't know what the fuck to do, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah. I have like hours of shit on my computer that I'm just like, this is garbage. This is stupid. That was a dumb idea.
But at least he's done it. Sort of.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, if someone steals my computer, they'll probably hear it.
An invitation?
No.
Oh.
Damn it.
Steal my computer, bro.
Why are you stealing my computer, bro?
Bruh. Why are you stealing my computer, bro?
Fuck this shit!
Fuck this shit. God.
Oh my fucking god.
It's so ridiculous.
Have you read anything about the either of you read anything about what the extended scenes for Avengers is gonna be?
The only one I know of is the behind the scenes stuff of all the cameos that Stan Lee did. So there's a montage of bloopers from his cameos throughout the years.
Is that enough to get you back into the theaters?
I mean, maybe, but it's just like that's adding more. I don't know how long that part is, and I've looked up to see if they've revised how long it's going to be, but that's still a long fucking movie.
Is anything that they put out, like right now, we don't know what's in it. Are you going
to
go see it?
Probably not. Unless we all go to go see it.
I might, because I've only went once.
See, I don't think I'd go. I don't care enough about them adding.
It's not really that much about adding. It's just knowing it's like the last time to see it in theaters. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
It's true, because they won't do another marathon with that movie in it. Well, I mean, unless someone like later on, like 10 years down the road, they're like, hey, we're going to watch all 77 movies. Have fun being in the theater all week
long.
One
after another, no intermission.
Bring your own piss buckets.
Ugh, gross.
Joke's on you. I'm going to bring a bucket of chicken. I'm going to use the bucket afterwards to go in the bathroom.
You're going to piss in your chicken?
No, after I finish it.
Eat the chicken first.
Yeah, don't be a fucking savage.
And then piss fried on chicken bones.
Or grilled chicken?
Depends if I'm still trying to lose weight.
Grilled chicken it is.
Then grilled chicken. Which probably means
100% thought you were fried chicken. I was like, God damn it, Joe.
Dick.
Fried chicken. No.
Hey, you know
what? I was trying to be helpful. I could be a super dick.
Hey, shut up.
You mean just talk about you?
You went
shut up.
Exactly.
I want to talk about chicken.
No, because you would eat
fried chicken in
because he dies.
What?
In 10 years? That's probably true.
10 years? That's all well that makes sense.
I mean, look at the timeline.
So you've given up on trying to be healthy and life.
I lived a hard life, fellas.
Jen obviously rebounds perfectly fine.
Yeah, to Black Mike.
Exactly.
We've gone over this. But how did I lose the will to live? I don't want to be fat.
He's the only thing that's driving you.
Oh, thanks.
Other than life.
I didn't say this was a good idea.
Joe just gives up too. He's like, fuck it.
Oh, no. I continue on like normal.
I mean, me, like you.
He just finds like a new
set of friends,
couple dudes to hang out with on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Eventually, he just slowly develops a full on friendship with his brother, and is like it's just the two of them.
Well, let's not go that far.
Yeah, man. Poor guy. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor Adam.
I mean, okay.
Mike dies. Cody gives up on life, and it's poor Joe.
I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. But, you know.
Anyway, what was your thing that you were going to say?
I had a Pollo Loco.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Do you have the bowl, though?
You just get buckets of chicken there, like you do like at KFC.
Really?
But it's grilled and pretty good. Tastes good.
Pretty loco.
Yeah, and it's chicken, too. They also they sell churros for their dessert. When's the last time you had a churro?
A real churro or one from a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, either way.
That's been a while.
Yeah, sir.
Actually,
pretty good churros, motherfucker.
High school?
Yeah. Like, recently you went to a high school and had a churro there, or no, when you were in high school?
When I was in high school.
I'm like, Joe, you're going to get arrested.
Churros are not something that you run across
a lot.
There's
here.
A churro restaurant now weird. In Glendale.
Yeah. It's a
I want to go there.
Dessert thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, they sell food, like crazy. But like not a lot of food, right?
Yeah, not really. But like their churros, it's like you have churro, and then they'll put like ice cream on it, and they have like different flavored churros, and they have just like regular ass.
It's a place by Arrowhead at, Mall, right?
I think so. Yeah.
We ran across it a long time ago and just have never gone.
Yep.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Grilled chicken. Pretty good. They give you tortillas as a side. And I was like, I'm not making a burrito. I just want to eat this chicken.
So doesn't their chicken come on the bone?
Yeah.
They want you like wrap the tortilla?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, they
tortillas
just,
as a side. Little.
Did they give you any type of dip or anything?
No, they have a salsa bar though. Inside.
Oh, I forgot they do. Yeah, that's right. Weird. I haven't been to Pollo Loco in a long time. Do you want the one over by Jen's store?
No, the one out in Buckeye. Pretty good.
I've never been to a Pollo Loco.
Pretty good.
You're not really missing a whole lot.
It's not bad, dude. I was shocked at how good it was.
I've never been to Church's Chicken either.
Yeah.
You should eat Church's Chicken like once just to like know, oh man, this is really greasy.
Which is weird because if you compare it to like KFC, it's still that much greasier.
Really?
Yeah.
At least my experience.
KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's very greasy. And you can get fried okra there. That's a win.
Yeah.
Can't get that at KFC. Stupid bitch ass KFC. Get the fuck
KFC
out of here with your non ass.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have okra in fucking Kentucky? Fuck you.
Well, they probably don't.
Colonel Bitch Face. That's what I call you. Piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Which one is fucking fried okra? Louisiana. They call it
that's
Louisiana
Popeyes.
Fast. That's Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Louisiana.
Where's Church is from then?
I
don't know what he says.
Just out next to that Bible gas belt. Station that used to live.
Bible Belt.
Oh, the Bible Belt thing actually makes sense.
Bama.
Church's Chicken.
Church's Chicken.
They love the Bible down there. And not other people that don't look like them. I've never been to Alabama, but I assume they're all just terrible people.
I don't think you're far off, but there goes our listenership in Alabama.
One person.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
If you're still listening, Mike says fuck you. Yeah, fucking Fuck All came out this week about really anything.
It's called Texas Chicken outside of North America.
So it must be from Texas?
Church's Chicken in Central America. Wow, okay. Founded in San Antonio, Texas.
There we go. Ow.
What the fuck is it called? Churches. Figured it would have been the guy's, the founder's name. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is. George W. Church, Sr. So that's why it's called Church's Chicken.
There you go. Wonder why they called it Texas Chicken. Well, I mean, I know why, because it's from Texas, but they didn't want to get people upset when they say Church's Chicken in other countries.
I guess.
Well, I guess not everyone calls it a church, right?
What's the dude's name?
Well, I know, but like when you say the word church, you think of...
I think I'm going to call this mosque's chicken or temple chicken.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to call it that.
That seems...
Well, it's when you go outside the United States, you don't want to alienate people thinking, oh, it's something religious. Because there is a lot more of that.
Frank Church's Chicken.
Frank Church.
Church's Chicken. Or Texas Chicken, because it's from Texas as well. And people are like, oh, Texas, that's America.
Colonel Church's Chicken.
Colonel Church's
Colonel
Texas Chicken.
Popeye's Chicken.
Speaking of, I just don't have any go with it.
Fair enough.
Trying to find news to fucking talk about.
Fuck that shit.
All right, cool.
Like I said, there really wasn't any big news. Nah. Did you see the box set for Game of Thrones
series? I did.
That looks dope.
Did they spell dragon right?
Yes, they did. Only because I don't think it's written on the box, actually. it looks pretty dope. I'm not going to buy it.
No, not at all.
Did he even say that how much it was going to be?
It's going to be a lot of money.
Oh, God, yeah.
Comes out December 3rd, huh?
Because how much was like the individual seasons that you bought?
Around, well, anywhere from like 50 to 30-something dollars. I never bought one. Like, I bought once the last season I bought from Amazon, and it was on sale during Christmas time because they always have that like HBO right. box set bullshit sale. I bought that, and the only reason I bought it technically is for you to watch it.
Right.
And I was I mean, I had the other ones already, but so I was with collecting the
digital
them.
Digital editions too.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah. So like I took the digital edition, added it to my collection, then gave you the box set to watch.
Yeah.
And then HBO's like, by the way, hey, these are now all on our sweet HBO Go app.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm never buying another fucking box set again.
Nope.
And I haven't. I have not bought them. They're talking about I didn't read the article until just now. They're talking about how the complete series in season 8 formats also exclusive features. So you mean exclusive features for the box set itself. Oh, that's dumb.
Damn.
Audio commentaries, 10 audio commentaries with cast and crew, including the show's creators, Benioff and Weiss, on final season. Why not all of them? You gotta have that shit on all of them, right? I mean, probably has them, but for the other ones, I'm just saying, like, it's weird to say, that's why. Because that's all just exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
I get you. I see what they did here. When Winter Falls, exclusive 30-minute featurette with showrunners David Benioff, which, by the way, is how you should cut your hair, is the way he does it. Because you and him have the same fun kind of face structure and hair because of he has the graying beard like you, but his hair reminds me a lot of yours.
What's his last name? Benioff? There it is.
Yeah. I want to say it's David Benioff. It looks like you, not DB Wise.
It's too short right now.
Let me see.
Well, what I see.
Yeah, something like this.
That's too short
right now. Nah, man, it'd look good on you.
It probably would.
Slaying the pussy with that hair. Not with the hair, but like if you had the hair.
What do I have? Captain Kirk hair just comes off and at night it's just slaying pussy and.
No, it fought crime.
Fought crime?
Yeah.
No, I know. It fought crime. Mine.
Oh. Fight crime. Gotcha. Yeah, definitely not.
Slays pussy.
You
see the number of people that they added to the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance?
Yeah, man.
Fucking. Cersei Lannister, Bottle of Water, Ripley, and...
He said Bottle of Water!
That's pretty funny.
That's good times.
And Doctor Strange's sidekick?
Wong?
Yeah. Doctor Strange's sidekick.
Wong?
Yeah.
So rude. I am excited about that television program. Right. Not so much that terrible looking game they released though.
Terrible looking game.
They released a mobile game to go along with it. Looks fucking terrible.
Doesn't now.
Yeah. But I like the fact that they're working with Jim Henson Company to make practical effects. They're not really digitally making anything. They'll do backgrounds and stuff, I'm sure, in digital.
Right.
But like it's cool because they have like that. They look just like they did back in the day, which is still super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so now because it's like in vivid fucking
you're gonna
like
get
colors.
4K, yeah.
Like, look at this. 4K like,
Dolby True HD.
Mike, yeah. Look how clear that looks.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Looks great. It's just like, but they've always looked very creepy to me.
Yeah.
And it's like now they're going to look even more so, but they're gonna like, now they're going to have like the full mechanical facial movements and stuff. So they'll be able to like, move their lips and it's gonna be real unsettling, like fun and unsettling. This is like straight up nightmare fuel when I was little though,
right? All the vulture like things,
Skeksis or something like that, are they called them? Right,
I can't remember
how to say that.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Oh, okay.
Like, look at this. That, like, how fucking... This is a kids, air quotes, kids movie. Like,
right.
Jim Hansen is like, he's like, he must have been related to a bunch of therapists because he's like, I'm going to send them all the therapists.
When was the last time you watched Dark Crystal?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike?
Dude, I remember it.
Like, look at...
couldn't tell you anything about it.
Look at that. It has teeth and a tongue, and it's all going to move.
It's like an alien with a wig on.
It, yeah, it's super. And the eyes and this... Oh, it's so... And then the witch lady, I can't think of her name right now, but like she was always super creepy. She reminded me of this lady that used to live in the complex, the apartment complex when I was growing up.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
And like that lady, like, she didn't live in the car. Like she, like where I lived, she lived in a house like down like next door or whatever. And you always see her like on her walk home or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like eventually, I guess she died in the house. And, like, okay. No one really knew it. And so all of a sudden, the backyard just grew, like, super tall. And we're like, we didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, like, there was a guy there, and he's mowing the lawn and everything. And we're like, wait, man, what's going on? Where's what's-her-face? I can't remember her name. He's like, oh, that was my mom. And we're like, oh, cool. And we didn't know. He's like, she passed away. We're like, okay.
It's haunted now, right?
Yep, that's cool.
You're like, is it still in there?
Is it still in there? Well, first of all, I didn't call it. But yeah, she always reminded me of the witch from Dark Crystal. Are you going to buy the 3D version of Endgame when it comes out?
If they release it in 3D. They didn't release... I
have to go to Australia to get it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I guess it doesn't say 3D.
Captain Marvel in 3D, or at least in the U.S. they didn't.
Yeah, because fuck us, huh?
Yeah.
Stupid Americans.
So I'm pretty sure that the 3D thing is pretty much done from Disney.
Oh, I guess it doesn't list 3D on that. Nope, apparently not.
Because I can probably search Best Buy's website.
I guess, yeah, August 13th. Will be right? Is that all of them? Yeah, doesn't list 3D here. 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, DVD, on demand. No
3D.
No 3D listed whatsoever.
Nope. So it's pretty much,
yeah, man,
dead at this point, which is disappointing.
Because it was pretty cool in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first time I saw it was in 3D. And I was like, this is actually really fucking cool in 3D.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like, I mean, because like, at this day and age, like 3D is so well done. It just looks gorgeous in general. These big wide shots. The space scenes were by far the fucking best.
God, the space scenes are always the best. I will be attempting to get an Alita Battle Angel in 3D, though.
Yeah, that one they should probably release in 3D.
No, it is listed to be 3D.
Oh, but I guess if you're trying to get the store, it might be super difficult because they might give you like 2.5 copies.
Well, it's weird, though. Best Buy only lists two versions, a Steelbook and a regular version, both 3D.
They say, obviously, got to be combo packs.
Yeah.
So what if they're just doing just combo packs? Like, fuck it.
That's cool. It's weird, though, that they don't have a standard, just a 4K or a Blu-ray.
Maybe James Cameron's like, nah, I'm going to change how we do things. It's going to be just combo packs. 4K, 3D, but not 4K 3D, because I don't think that's really a thing.
No.
And they're like, we may give you a digital copy. Who made that movie? What studio was that?
That's a good question I'm looking at right now, and
was that Legendary?
Might have been Legendary.
Probably be digital copy then. Universal's the one that uses
20th Century Fox.
So Disney.
Yep, Disney technically owns it, yeah.
We gonna get the lead of Battle Angel ride?
Is she gonna be a princess?
I mean, they could probably work into the story if she's a princess. Speaking of princesses, by the way.
Princess I?
Have you seen... Wait, Ralph Breaks the Internet?
No, I haven't yet.
Joseph?
I want to. I haven't
yet. It's on the Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah. That's where I watched it the other night. I wanted something to watch that was fun.
Ralph Breaks the Internet and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Ralph Breaks on the Internet's been on there for like a month now, I think.
Been
a
while, yeah, but I have not been on Netflix in a long time because Netflix
Stranger Things isn't on there.
Well, it...
Well, I mean, the first two seasons are, yeah.
I've already watched those.
Yeah.
But there really hasn't been any reason for me to get on Netflix.
Yeah, they haven't really...
I've been watching more HBO shows and Amazon shows lately.
What do you watch on Amazon besides Good Omens?
I started watching Grand Tour.
Oh. I thought it's good. I don't like it as much.
Really? Because I thought it was...
It's good, but...
So I'm only three episodes in. The third episode is a little miss on me because it was more about the cars than anything, but the first two episodes were hilarious because it's just those three guys fucking with each other the whole entire time, which is fucking hilarious.
Because I always enjoyed more of the ridiculous nonsense they do.
Right, which is what episode like,
you
two
know,
was.
Yeah, like built, you know, fucking buy this car and like make it off-roadable and drive it from,
right,
you know, East Berlin to fucking, you know, I don't know, Bangkok or some nonsense.
And I think they probably do that.
Doo-doo.
In later episodes.
Joe's a sicko. Talking about doo-doo.
Because Jeremy Clarkson did do that in episode two, I think it was. Or no, it was episode three because they were in England at the time. Or Europe. They were somewhere in England, I think.
They were somewhere across the pond.
Yeah.
To us, I mean. Not to them. Like, they're probably like, no, it's not technically across the pond. Yes, I mean that's I didn't like it as much, I guess. I only watched like a smattering of episodes though. Maybe the first four, maybe? Maybe not even that. But I mean that was how many years ago now when they first started that?
It's been a while since they first started. So, like, and even now, they're not going to continue on with it. They're kind of done with it.
Yeah.
They're just going to They're just going to do some specials here and there because apparently Clarkson is doing a different Amazon show, and James May is going to do another weird Amazon show where he's just in Tokyo or something like that. Just in Japan. And they didn't. Richard Hammond. Sorry. I don't know what he's doing. They didn't. Never said anything what he's doing besides recovering from that horrible car crash.
Yeah. Why did you laugh?
It was horrible.
But you shouldn't have laughed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This is a terrible
fucking
human
monster. Hey, speaking of monsters. This is actually like a transition to monsters.
Like,
no, not Kyle. Come on. Calm down. So did you see what Gary Doberman's next project is after It Chapter 2 wraps up?
Nope.
Salem's Lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Might as
well just keep it rolling.
Fuck yeah, man.
King universe.
Let that dude write them all.
Right?
I'm going to go, fuck.
And he's done it right so far.
I said we let it go.
And then we just actually link everything together.
One big old fucking Kingverse.
Maybe put him in charge of the next Dark Tower stuff?
Well, I mean, let's see what Amazon does with it.
Well, but yes, but Amazon's doing the prequel stuff.
No, they're doing a whole kick and boodle.
I thought it was just the...
No, that was the one that was going to go on Netflix along with the Dark Tower movie. That's now been scrapped. This, they're doing all of Dark Tower stuff on the old Amazon-y. They're like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it all.
Okay.
Where was I? Nope. See what happens when you hit buttons, Joe. It goes away from where you were, and now I don't know where I was at.
That's why you hit the back button, and it takes you back to where you
were. Yeah, I know. I went to do that, and I hit the wrong one. Oh, no. It just went down a little more. There's something else I wanted to talk about, too. I lost it. Oh, well.
Cast Sam Strike. As Roland Deschaine.
Yep.
And Jasper, that's a...
Yeah, it's a one hell of a last name.
How do you pronounce the A's with the two dots over it?
I mean, Skarsgård says it's an Ah. Skarsgård.
Ah.
Skarsgård at the end. So I don't know. It's a weirdly.
Pakonin?
Yeah. He's a creepy looking dude. Do you see a picture of him yet?
Well, I'm not sure who either of them are. I'm sure it's one of these two.
So Roland is the one on the left. Left. And okay. The other ones, yeah. But he looks like a super creepy.
In that picture, he doesn't look that bad.
Look for one. He was in. Oh, what was the name of that fucking movie?
Black Klansman?
I actually haven't seen it yet, even though it's on HBO. I need to watch it.
I mean, that's what they list as his.
Yeah, his credit.
His credit. And for Sam Strike, they list Sci-Fi's Night Flyers.
The canceled miniseries. That was not that great.
Show that was awful.
So bad.
I like George R. R. Martin and stuff, because he's the one that it's adapted from his work, but that premise was awful.
Yeah, oh, it was pretty.
He was in Vikings.
Yeah.
I still don't see what you're getting at.
Like, there was something I remember seeing. There was like I did a like search and I saw him and I was like, this dude looks fucking gnarly. How do you spell his last name? Jasper.
P A dot dot A dot dot K K O dot dot N E N. You got that?
Yep.
Okay.
Super racist, by the way.
I don't know. How else do you... What do you call the dot dots over the letters?
I don't know. Umplots or something like that, right? From Vikings.
Yeah, from Vikings. Yeah. Yeah, he's in character there.
But, like, he just looks so fucking creepy.
Yeah. Face tattoos will do that to you.
Yeah.
Face tattoos and the half-cut-up hair.
And he I want to say he talks with a weird accent, like a super weird, heavy. Oh, that's a really good picture. He's covered in someone else's blood.
Yeah, probably just fought somebody.
Ate them.
Ate them, he says.
But I like him a lot in Vikings, so I think he's going to do a good job as a Randall Flagg, and the Man in Black, and all the versions that they're probably throw him into. I saw a thing that they're going to do the Eyes of the Dragon. Like, movie.
Eyes of the Dragon.
It's the Stephen King mythology book. Or fantasy book, I mean. Mythology book. Fantasy book.
I don't recall.
I was like, that's interesting. I mean, it's definitely linked to the Dark Tower, because the Man in Black is the same.
That can't be how you pronounce it.
One more time?
Get it closer to the mic. I couldn't hear it because of the headphones.
Pekokon.
That's got to be how you say it in, like, that language.
That was Norwegian. That was my best guess.
Because they say, like, some weird-ass shit. The way they pronounce things in all those ones. Like, that, it was funny, last week we were talking about Nosferatu,
mm-hmm.
and the guy that plays Bing Partridge has a crazy
yeah
name, right?
Yeah.
So he's also in...
Umlaut, that's what it is.
Umlaut, yeah. I knew it was something weird like that. But he's also in the new Adam Sandler movie, uh-huh. Murder Mystery. But he looks exactly like he does in as Bing Partridge, because I'm guessing they're probably filming around the same way. But he's like always wearing a suit. But for the first like half of the movie, he never talks. And then finally talks, and he's like, I was like, oh, he's talking in an accent. Because he's supposed to be, I can't remember what ethnicity is in that movie. But I was like, oh, okay, that might actually be his real accent.
Okay.
That's a fun little picture. That's yeah. Jasper again. I don't know what it's from. I kept scrolling and that's what showed up.
Looks like he's doing a Nick Cage impression.
Never go full Nick Cage.
Not even Nick Cage, go full Nick Cage.
Nick Cage has gone full Nick Cage.
That's what I'm saying. He shouldn't, though.
That's what kind of led to his downfall, I think.
Right?
Well, that and saying yes to everything they offer him.
That's how you end up with a T-Rex skull.
Like, he owns one, right? Like, he owns one. Okay, I was like, does he have one?
He owned one.
Owned one, yeah.
He has one. It was legal for him to actually own it.
Which is kind of horseshit, really.
Is it though?
Yeah. Is it he gonna do with the T-Rex skull that's so illegal?
It's a culture artifact that was probably stolen from somewhere.
I mean, he paid for it. That's not his fault. That was stolen. He didn't ask someone to go steal it.
Did he though?
Ooh, that's a solid question, point.
Right?
That's a solid point, sir. It's a solid point you bring up.
He's huffing a little bit of his own of his supply and and went and stole that like a Declaration of Independence.
Can you imagine the conversation that must have happened? He probably has a guy who like looks for random shit. He's like one of those guys that like wants to own random shit, and the guy comes and goes, hey boss, I got something for you. You'll never believe what it is.
What is it?
T-Rex skull.
Oh God, yes.
I guarantee you, he was rock hard.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And he's like, is there more than one?
Yeah.
I'll buy a family of them. Can you get a mama, a papa, and two little babies?
Two babies.
I mean, we could fudge the velociraptors. No! I want a T-Rex family of skulls.
Oh, you don't have a complete family? Go find me a whole family of T-Rex skulls, you lazy piece of shit.
That's
how I see that conversation go.
Just gets super angry. And then just stops away. I mean, yeah, it's Nicolas Cage. The angry would be amazing. Yeah, last name is super hardcore. I guess that kid is kind of young. Maybe the art is doing the prequel stuff, which is kind of shitty. Unless they're gonna have an old grizzled Roland Shane telling the story around the campfire with Suzanne and Jake and it's based on his name. Eddie.
There you go.
Woo! I was like, Nope, that's not the name. Hold on. I knew it was.
I saw the Eddie. Smoke. I knew you were thinking.
Hey man.
I mean, he was covered up by the hat, but yeah.
And the headphones. Fuck yourself, Mike. How's that? Boom! Suck it.
I hate you.
I don't care what the fuck you say. Well, that's...
Stop it, Joe.
Now it's... Don't be jealous.
Low blow, motherfucker.
Wow.
I know Cody's jealous.
No, not at all. Not at all. I would not want that head of hair.
It is pretty wild.
Unkempt.
It just needs to be a little bit devolumized.
Uh-huh. There's rumors that Disney's going to finance a new Simpsons movie to premiere on the network. Which is pretty cool.
I'm definitely okay with that.
So rumors are they're going to announce it at D23 because Simpsons are going to be there.
Yeah, I saw the picture of Homer climbing over the wall.
It's so funny.
Right? It's kind of sad that they're going to be ending it probably in a few years.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, they could... The fuck was that?
Probably Bandit trying to get in.
Full force, just
let me in.
I mean, they could easily continue it going just on the network.
You mean like new shows?
Yeah, like just new episodes, like just dump them on there.
It definitely could. I mean, it would be one more reason to buy Disney.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
Play Disney Plus. Yeah.
I mean, because you know you need more reasons.
Well, technically, I kind of do. Like so far, what they've had on there or will have on there isn't stuff that I would really like. I'm not clamoring to get the service to watch it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, not saying the Simpsons would be the reason for me to actually buy it, but it'd be another reason.
Yeah,
where you have an only, you know, the only place to get this content, especially if it starts. I'm not one of those people that says that The Simpsons have been bad the past couple of years, but a refresh of the like the writers and whatnot would probably help.
It's true. I agree with that. Chris Rock's Saw to begin shooting next week.
Okay.
Interesting. I didn't know Darren Lynn Bousman's coming back to direct, though. He's the one that did 2, 3, and 4, I believe.
Okay. Those are not my types of movies. Those are yours.
I do like the movies. It's just weird that Chris Rock is
like, going to be in it,
producing them.
Oh, he's actually producing it as well? Yeah.
He's set to write a treatment for the movie. Like, he's going to write it. It's real fucking weird. It's I think the news broke, and I think it's a different Chris Rock, and no one's figured it out yet.
Oh.
It's like the Will Smith we saw on TV last night.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith plays baseball now.
Yeah.
But he's white.
Batting for the Dodgers.
Like,
yeah. You think he'd be on the Phillies, but
I mean,
well, it's a role that he's researching.
Yeah.
Where he plays a white guy.
Yeah, that's baseball. And I believe that's why the internet thinks.
Blue guy.
Right. Exactly.
It's sometimes blue. He's not always blue.
I heard a lot of mixed things about that movie.
I did too. I heard really hardcore fans love it, and then a bunch of other hardcore fans hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and weird. Then I've heard, a lot of people were like,
people say like they didn't let Will Smith go full crazy genie in it, but then I heard other people say Will Smith did a great job as the genie. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm excited to see it, but I'm very like, I don't know what to expect now.
Yeah, we're watching baseball, and they're like, Will Smith, and we're like,
everybody turns like, Will Smith?
What? Huh? And you look up, and it's the white guy, and I was like, is that why the internet thinks that Will Smith can't play the Venus and Serena's sister, like dad?
Dad? Yeah.
Because, like, I think they're confusing.
Were so ridiculous.
Right?
Like, I think they're confusing this white baseball player with the black actor. They're two different people, guys.
Right?
They're allowed to have the same names.
Right? Especially very generic names.
Will Smith. It's like, come on now. Yeah, I think this is really odd that Chris Rock is doing a Saw movie. Like, if you said, like, he was going to be in it, I'd be like, okay, that's sort of not really what I was thinking, but okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's writing it and producing it
is weird.
It's real fucking strange.
I love that series.
Yeah, I haven't really read about why he's doing it, but I was just thinking it's super weird to me that that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, I guess at this point in his career, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, but it's like, that's not what I thought would be doing. Like, if you said he's like writing and producing Space Jam 2,
I believe that
bit. I would be like, okay, that makes way more sense because it's a family related thing. It's comedy.
Right.
He loves basketball.
Right.
That would make sense to me.
Yeah.
You say he's doing a Saw movie. I'm like,
we're talking about the same Chris Rock, right?
Is it a movie about a sentient saw that like has other friends or tools? Is that the thing? No, it's like, oh, it's the Jigsaw Killer.
Pixar's Saw.
Yeah, right? Oh, Jesus.
Pixar. Finally. Pixar's take on Saw.
I kind of want that now.
Of course you do.
You want it kid-friendly or really fucked up?
No, it would be definitely MA.
Yeah, like I want them to be like full-blown. Like,
this would be like out of left field. Pixar,
like suddenly, the fucking Banana Splits movie. Yeah.
They don't even like really say Pixar on the things. It's like if you look it up,
it's Pixar, but it's spelled P-I-C-K-E-R. They're like, or A-R, I guess it would be Pixar.
Yeah, like an actual pick.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, it's like a new thing we're trying. We're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, this is our animated adult line of movies.
Jesus Christ, that'd be amazing. I would enjoy it at least. Be real fucking strange, though.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, I was speaking of Ralph Breaks the Internet before we got super distracted around random stuff, and it reminded me again because it popped up here. It's really hilarious. And what makes it hilarious is they really dive deep into the internet culture, because that's the whole... I didn't realize that was the whole thing they're going for from watching the trailers, because they don't really... I mean, granted, they're going to the internet, but like,
really? Because in the trailers, they make a lot of references.
No, they do. So in the movies, like, I knew like they were making references in it because they're going to the, it breaks the internet. the whole premise of the movie is around internet culture, and like he's trying to get likes to earn money, so he's doing all these dumb videos.
Right.
But the what I mean by the deep diving into it is the way they take, like, for example, internet browsers, right? So you have an internet browser. The way you get around the internet is use a browser, right? So yeah. In this world, the little cars everyone travels in
are
called web browsers.
Okay.
And they all look very different. Like, they all look similar, but, like, a little different. Like, one looks like Google Chrome, one looks like Edge, one looks like Firefox. And then all these pop-up ads come up, and, like, you hit a button, and it just pops you in your browser, and you shoot off somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they have clickbait stuff. They talk about, like, the dark web and all that fun stuff, and they get on there. Super, super hilarious. But the part that got me the most, though, is the princesses.
Okay.
Because there's a clip when it first came out where Vanellope goes to... She, like, glitches through the door running away from stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And she ends up in the Disney princesses room with all the different Disney princesses, right? And people were freaking out because, like, they had ears. I'm like, of course they have ears, you psychopaths. But the scene, it's almost exactly what you see in that clip. But then you have a part where they're like, what are you wearing? Because she wears like a sweater. And so like Cinderella goes, oh, my mice make us some. And so then the next scene you see they're all wearing casual wear. Because like when you first see them, they're all in their princess's garbs. So like Pocahontas is in her fucking rawhide outfit or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Okay.
You know, like you see Cinderella, she's in her outfit, and Snow White and all these ones, right? Then you switched over and they all have a themed like lazy wear. Like some are wearing sweatshirts, some are just wearing like a t-shirt or whatever, but it's all like based on their character.
Right.
And they're like, and one of the like all these little things, but like they're all like lounging around on like beanbag chairs, but Rapunzel's lounging around on a giant pile of her own hair.
Yeah,
nice.
It's so funny. But what got me though, and it in a way it pulled me out of the scene, and not in a bad way, but I got distracted by the environment they made.
Okay.
And one thing across the, so when they're all sitting there and Penelope's there and they're all surrounding, they're talking, behind them is a mirror.
Okay.
And it's so well animated. It's clear, and you can see their reflections like you would normally have a mirror. Like, mm-hmm. And I was like, this is... Like, they didn't need to put a mirror in, but they did such a good job that I was like, I think this is real. I think they did, like, real things. Like, this is a real room, and they just CG'd in people over motion capture. Because, like, the room looks so good. And I was like, this is really... Taking like I missed like I had to rewind it and watch what the joke was because like something happens and I was like it looks so, like it was like the first like remember when we saw I don't remember what movie now and they had that Piper animated one with the bird on the beach so real There was some some things like the carpet when they zoomed into the power strip where all the games are they look like a real carpet and I was like this is
they're really good at doing their shit
unsettling. And then, like, but the audio in the movie, because, you know me, I'm a big audio guy.
Yes, you are.
Was phenomenal.
Good.
So when the Avatar, who, they all have square heads, and, like, it's the, like, you and I would be the Avatars in there, and when they would talk, it sounded like you were using, like, a computerized version of yourself. Because, you know, when you talk like through Skype or whatever, it doesn't really talk like... It doesn't sound like you. It sounds like a digitized version of you because that's what it is. That's how they talked. So when they said stuff, they had that disconnect. And then one of them is the guy who plays TikTok Man in John Wick 3.
Okay.
Jason Mudzoukas. He was at one point in a line to ask a question. And it's... the best part is it's Groot, but baby Groot answering questions...
Okay.
And he says, I am Groot. But he goes, so in Captain America, the first Avenger, they mentioned the, and he lists off the tree. And he goes, so you're trying to tell me that you're related to him? He goes, I am Groot. He goes, oh, okay, thank you very much. And he just walks away. But it's Jason Mudzoukas. Like, it looks like him, but the Avatar version, dude, is so great. But there's all these little details that just, they did such a good job.
Well, talking just visually, the race scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Gal Gadot's character, where they go into, I can't remember.
Slaughter Race.
Slaughter Race, yeah. It's everything they've been in has been, like, you know, family nice, friendly-ish. Family friendly. And they go to this very like
GTA 5 yeah, type GTA world.
GTA mixed with like a post-apocalyptic kind of world. And that's where she has to race to kind of earn the whatever.
Because they're trying to get. The reason they go there is they run into Bill Hader's character, who is a pop-up guy, and says, "Do you want to earn money playing video games?" So they need money to buy the replacement wheel to fix Vanellope's car game, right? So they go to eBay and they buy it, not knowing what eBay actually is. They just kept throwing numbers, but then eventually it was Vanellope and Ralph going back and forth trying to get higher numbers. Nice. They eventually won the bid, right? Well, they don't actually have money,
right?
So they have to earn it. So when they go, he goes, "Oh, I have an idea." They go back to Bill Hader's character and they do the pop-up ad, and he's got an old rickety fucking web browser that brings them to where they need to go. And then of course there's a dingy ass office with his partner. But so the whole thing is they have to basically, he's gonna pay them to find items to sell to somebody from a game, because that's what happens, you know, like World of Warcraft type right. bullshit.
Right.
Well, first he's like giving them worth like $19, $7, $4, and they're like, "No, we need like make money fast because we have less than 24 hours to do this, right?" Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Well, I do have this one, and it's worth like $30,000+, and it's a car they have to steal from Gal Gadot's character in Slaughter Race."
Gotcha.
So they go there, and Vanellope's like, "Oh my god, this is the, it's a racing, like there's racing involved in the game. It's not all that, but it's very much so that." And so it's this GTA ultra violent like game.
Okay.
And so they go there, and when they first go, they don't show it, air quotes, they don't show it, but there's two players that go in, and Gal Gadot's character is an NPC along with her gang, and when they go in there, they get caught, these two players, and they burn them alive in the game. So they don't show it, but you hear it, and you hear the screams and like the delete noise. The next time they show it, they're all standing around these two chalk outlines. And I was like, "This is savage as fuck."
Yeah. Wow.
Disney, Jesus, guys. Like, they don't give a fuck. They're just like, "Yeah, that was murder. It's cool." Okay. But we didn't show it, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But like he's saying, is like the graphics change from like the whole world to more of a gritty thing. And even in that one, there's little things that make characterization really fucking cool. And one of them is like in the Slaughter Race game, the player characters move like in GTA, so they're kind of jerky in a way, and they're like, they don't really have smooth movements, but the NPCs are perfectly animated.
Okay.
And they even look a little different. But when it's the same thing, when you see the avatars in the internet, they move like really rapid, like their feet are moving like this, like moving real quick, whatever. But then you see other things, like all these pop-up ads, they look like characters that aren't, they don't look like avatars and like in like that, you know. It's just really weird, like the way they do it. But it's like the attention to detail to make the internet a world inside of itself was just so amazing, because that's what they did really good with Wreck-It Ralph, the first one, is they made that, like, it was the power strip, was the Union Station kind of bus stop, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They do the same thing, but it's just, like, it's on a mass scale. But when they go into it, they're in their router, it's this little, they go in, and it's like essentially the inside of a router with all these lights, and he turns it on, and it lights up, and then it looks like if you were looking, like, what you would think if a router was empty and it was just lit up from the inside, it's exactly what that is. Instead of having real guts inside of it, and they're like walking on a motherboard or whatever, I was like, this is very like Tron in a way. It was just really cool that way.
All right.
But it's really funny if you, I don't want to ruin the whole movie because,
No, I added it right now to my up next, as long, also with Spider-Man and Spider-Verse. Yeah. I haven't watched it either.
You haven't seen?
No.
Oh, that's right.
You guys went and saw it without me.
Easy.
Okay. First off.
Did you not go and see it without me? Well, is that statement not correct?
We did see it without you. We didn't go to see it without you.
No, you went somewhere, therefore you...
Yes, but we did not go intentionally to see it without you. We went to see it, and you were not there.
You didn't invite me.
The way you made it sound...
I'm just saying,
you went and
saw it without me.
The Academy Award-winning Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse, by the way.
Sorry,
Academy Award-winning. How dare you?
How dare you?
Fair enough. But I do, I think Mike even said it didn't have Wreck-It Ralph, it didn't have the magic Wreck-It Ralph had, because it was so new, but what I enjoyed was the fact that they just fully embraced making the internet of this crazy world. And then, like, if you didn't know the internet, like, especially Mike and I are a little more into the whole social media and, like, things like that than you are.
Yeah, definitely.
But they have this thing called... A little bit.
More like a lot bit.
Ah, well.
Bit. Ha. But there's this thing where they go to, which is called BuzzTube, right? And it's essentially a mix between BuzzFeed and YouTube. So it's all these videos that you watch that are literally just clickbait.
Uh-huh.
And that's how basically they're going to earn money. But it's essentially turning him into, like, all the fads and stuff, like the cinnamon challenge, the hot pepper challenge, all these different things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like... they're so blatant about the way they do it. It's like trying to get people to just like my video. It doesn't matter, like, if the video's good, just like my video so I get likes. So it's so good. It's so well done because it's this weird way of, like, shining a light on the terribleness of the internet as, like, a place. But then, like, when he goes to read the comments, I was like, oh, this is so smart. So smart. And it's like, obviously kids, it's just gonna bypass what it is because there's, like, no, like, they don't, like, try to break down the meaning of it. It's just there, and if you know it, you're gonna understand it more. And of course there's the shiny images and the bright colors, so kids will be entertained. But my favorite thing is the post credit stuff.
Okay.
The post credit stuff is fucking fantastic, and I'm not gonna ruin what it is.
Okay.
It's so well done.
Yeah,
there's two things for it. There's one that's during the credits, then there's one literally at the end. It's a post-credit thing. It's the greatest thing ever. I guarantee you will laugh your ass off when it happens. It's so good.
Okay.
I was so fucking over the moon about it.
Okay.
But the if you're like me, there's a scene you'll run into that you're like, wait a minute, but you'll understand it when it happens. And it's, I don't know if they did it on purpose or is it something they just did after the fact, but goddamn, it was so funny. But it was very, very clever. And I like the fact they didn't just kind of rehash the first one in a way, which I knew they probably wouldn't have done. But, like, it's so, so well done. Okay. I was very impressed.
Okay.
Uh-oh. At that time. Unless someone else got anything to talk about.
No.
Mike?
Nope.
You got anything? You sure? Good, fuck you.
Yeah,
you chatty bitch.
You chatty
fuck
bitch.
Fuck this shit.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
Speaking of woot, woot, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah, who is this episode for, Cody?
Anybody and everybody.
Everyone around the world.
Is it not for the...
Nope. It is not. And as usual, you fuckers... just came naturally. Whoop, whoop. Whoop.